Before we get going today, I just want to thank everyone for downloading and listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. It is appreciated. And if you don't mind, if you could tell a friend about us, that would be fantastic. The Morning Crunch Wrap, as you know, is a short 5 to 10 minute podcast available every weekday, talking about a news story that caught my eye and possible fallout from that, what it could mean, some analysis of things you might not have thought about. So subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify as well. Wherever you get your podcasts, search for the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. And here we go. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, April 26, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. Headline, NFL Draft versus Nashville Bachelorette Parties. Dateline Nashville, Tennessee, bachelorette parties are in for a real treat as they navigate the NFL Draft, which first round was last night. Closed roads, pedal taverns pushed off Broadway, and hundreds of thousands of people infiltrating Nashville forced to change their plans. We come here to listen to country music, not hang out with football boys, bride Kara said. I'll tell you who's going to pay for this. My husband. No football next season, no Super Bowl, because my friend only gets married once. Draft happens every year. That's from bridesmaid Cindy. With a Y and then an I. Flip those letters. Other bachelorette parties said they plan to fight their way through the crowds. We'll use our elbows if we have to, one bridal party said. If we have to wait 2 hours to Uber, we'll do it. It is what it is, another bridal party said. Now, Manny had no idea they'd be traveling to the Mecca of NFL football when they planned their bachelorette parties, but they still plan to have a good time. We're going to make the best of it, bride Savannah said. So, the NFL draft. I saw a lot of stuff on social media about it. Let's get into it. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I used to really be into the NFL draft when it was on Saturday and Sunday. And it was a nice weekend of stuff to just sit and watch football and take in a lot of knowledge about stuff. And then it got big. And then it moved to a Thursday night for round one and then a Friday for rounds two and three. And it became this thing. And I sort of faded away in my interest for it. But my interest faded. A lot of other people's interest shot through the roof. Now, a lot of the people are fantasy football players. Some of them are just super fans that want to go to an event and have a good time. They may not be able to afford to go to the Super Bowl, but every team and every fan can go to the NFL draft. And it was in Nashville, and people just descending on the city. The other thing, and I'd found this out from another podcast that I listened to, and one of the hosts went to Nashville that I was unaware of, is Nashville is a huge mecca for bachelorette parties. So if you have someone who's planning a bachelorette party to the mecca of bachelorette parties and doesn't happen to cross-check other large events in town, that's what you run into. And you know, there were a lot of people on social media last night in my friend group who were doing nothing but making fun of people who traveled to go to the NFL draft and made a big deal of it and whatever else. And I fall under the category of, you know, if that's what makes you happy, go for it. If that's how you want to spend your vacation, if that's how you want to spend your extra money, if that's what you want to do with it, go ahead. You're not really hurting anybody. But it made some people very angry from afar. Whatever is motivating that, that's fine. But as far as the bachelorette parties, I think most of them are having a great time with it. They're like, look, whatever. It's just going to be more crowded. We'll deal with it. Not a big deal. The bridesmaid who said her husband is not going to get to watch football, that may be a little bit problematic. I don't know why he gets blamed for everybody in Nashville, unless Cindy's husband made the trip to Nashville to the NFL draft and didn't say, oh, hey, by the way, it's the same weekend as your friend's bachelorette party in the same place. Then I guess, okay, maybe he deserves to be punished for that. But either way, that's got to be a great marriage. Now, if if she wants to punish him for the NFL draft. But hey, you know, whatever gets him through the night. And that is your morning brunch wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say.